Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it's no calls Tuesday. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, buddy. I barely got to the phone here. Just doing a lot of chores before the broadcast. But, yeah, the reason why I decided not to take calls for quite a while now is because of everything that's transpired in America. And I want to let everybody know this is not fun for me. I'm doing this as a duty and obligation as an American to give information and wake people up. That's why I use published articles in the public domain so I can try and vet with credibility and not give opinions and use objective facts, especially when I talk about anything in healthcare. That's why I use physicians, researchers, and scientists, articles, and just information that I glean could be from an interview. And I don't do this, people, because I want to give you a I-told-you-so moment. I do this because I'm trying to save lives because of the corruption that's coming. It's very obvious now to most of the world, especially Americans, that this is a takedown and takeover. And we have given so much evidence and objective facts to prove this. So I look at every second as a chance to wake somebody else up, to have them change their life, to make them change their perspective, to build skill sets, to not take the jab, to do certain things that could really make a difference and even save their lives and the lives of their loved ones. Vince?
Yeah. And one of the things that we're doing is called the 5-Minute University. Actually, it's just called 5-Minute University without the. And if you want to go to the website, it's under construction, but you'll see a message that says, thank you for visiting 5MinuteUniversity.com. Copyright 2022 and trademark 2022. Our focus is teaching complete lessons that other universities don't teach in 5 minutes or less. Do-it-yourself farming, electrical, automotive, plumbing, gardening, surviving an audit, starting your own business, building a solar system, generators, water purification, and everything else preparedness. We're all volunteers spanning 3 continents. Our guiding inspiration is from Father Guido Sarducci, also known as Don Novello, one of the finest comedians who ever lived. I look forward to having him on the air with me at USAPrepares.com. There's a link to Don Novello's YouTube performance called The 5-Minute University. And it says it also goes on this opening page that says we're under maintenance. The 5-Minute University is fully accredited by us. Please check back with us as the university is undergoing scheduled maintenance, end quote. So a little bit of humor there that we are fully accredited by us. And if you think about it, class, what is an accreditation organization? They're a group of people who say that they accredited other people. So we don't need any middlemen. We'll just do it ourselves. And literally, we are teaching things that are not taught in school. Literally. The things that the public training camp has stripped from the education of your children, those are the lessons that you can learn in 5 minutes or less. Each lesson, 5 minutes or less. Some of them are just 1 minute. And you can learn them, get started, and be more self-sufficient. The lessons that we teach are able, they're doable. You can literally do them. And the reason that we know this is because this is what we have done. The pictures at 5MinuteUniversity.com are pictures that we've taken of the farm. And if you have, I talked with Gwyneth about this. I haven't talked with Rich about it. But if you're interested in submitting your photographs, black and white 640 by 480 would be great. You know, low resolution would be really nice because of what it takes to mail the book or chapters for publication. It'd be better if the photos were smaller, and so we could fit more of them in the book. But if you have photos of things that you have done, things that you've learned at USA Prepares, things that you would like us to consider putting in the book, we'll review them. I certainly will. And if you do that, you can send them to an email address that is Vincent@USAPrepares.com. Vincent@USAPrepares.com. Or you can send it to Instructor@USAPrepares.com. The ones you want to go to me, Vincent@USAPrepares.com. If it's for other instructors, you might want to send them to Instructor@USAPrepares.com. And I can forward them on to Bert and Rich and Dr. Sheely and Gwyneth and Kathy and Sharon and Greg and the rest of us. Okay, so if you'd like us to consider what you've done, put it in the book, we'd love to consider it. And I request that you put your contact information so I can talk to you about it. I could give you a call if necessary. And, of course, I'll have your email address. But I also would like to know what that picture is about. It doesn't have to be a novel. It can be just, you know, a few short sentences. This is what it is. This is what happened. Here's who's in it, you know, from left to right, if you want that to be known. And also your permission to publish it without royalty, meaning you're not going to get paid for it. No one gets paid around here at USA Prepares. We're all volunteers, and you can volunteer as well. So those are just a few thoughts about 5 Minute University, which is part of USAPrepares.com. It is the official written word, the books involved with USA Prepares. Rich's, Greg's, Gwyneth's, mine, Dr. Sheely's, etc. And I want to thank Arjun for building the website, of which I've been working at a feverish pace to flesh out. So, Rich, back to you. Any thoughts about what I said with the 5 Minute University?
Well, for those of you who remember my website that I had for quite a few years, offgridmontana.com, I had a lot of published pictures, and a small production company did a documentary on me, and I included a lot of pictures and videos in that as well. But speaking, you said gardening. I just want to, for those of you who haven't started your garden yet, it's very important. And what I'm about to tell you today is going to be even more so because we're losing our freedoms, our liberties, our rights. We're losing everything. So it's so important to get your skill sets honed now. I just want to make a little comment about root crops, especially for those of you who are novice or beginner gardeners, for those of you who don't know where to start or how to start. Root crops are probably the easiest, and they probably give the best yields and nutrition, and they have longer storage. Like when you look at a potato or a beet or a carrot or a turnip, you're going to have way longer storage than the lettuce. So I recommend for those of you who are thinking about growing your garden, who just didn't have time or whatever excuse came down the pike, do some root crops. And You really need a shorter season. You don't need a long season. You can grow sometimes if you're, especially down south, and here in Montana, sometimes you can grow two different crops of root crops. And the only recommendation, and I know it's very hard to get fertilizer and hard to get anything, but if you have problems with, you know, maggots that are eating your root crops, I recommend you mix in a little diatomaceous earth, if you can get it, in your soil to make those root crops grow. Now, what I'd like to do, folks, again, this does not give me joy, but I'm going to go through information that could save people's lives, and I'm going to start with this to tell you what's coming. Look, no one has a crystal ball, but a lot of these people telegraph what's coming. Here's an article. Fauci says it's likely the U.S. will see a surge in coronavirus cases in the fall. Again, these are published articles in the public domain. I do my best to vet its authenticity. Next article. With midterms on the horizon, several Democrat politicians suddenly are getting COVID in preparation for promoting mail-in ballots. Next. First Shanghai, now Beijing. China goes on another lockdown spree. These are beta tests. These are tests to create, make people create fear. And do we know if they're going to really throw out something bad? And I have something I'm going to share with you in a moment. And it does not give me pleasure to do this. But you have to remember, a lot of the articles that I dig up are censored, are surveilled, have been delegitimized. Okay, just like my book. I've received copies of my book over the years where they've eliminated the introductory chapter, the first chapter, the second chapter, the third chapter. They've taken out sentences. They've taken out paragraphs. They've moved words around. This is how they do it. It's all part of the book burning, controlling the narrative situation. And this next article here, I know I've given a lot of articles how we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. I've given thousands of those. I've given thousands of examples how certain groups have demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job where there's no more qualifications, no more standards, no more expectations, no more skill sets, no more nothing. But here's just an example. It's a very sad example, but there's two articles back to back, and it reads like this. Ex-mortgage CEO sentenced to prison for $3 billion fraud. The CEO of what had been done to the nation's largest privately held mortgage lenders was sentenced Tuesday to more than 3 years in prison for his role in a $3 billion scheme that officials call one of the biggest corporate frauds in history. The 40-month sentence for Paul R. Allen, a 55-year-old Oakton, Virginia, is slightly less than a 6-year term sought by federal prosecutors. The neighboring article reads as follows. Homeless man gets 15 years for stealing $100 from a bank. The reason why I put this in is for the purpose to show that the super wealthy are protected. That we don't have practice with your priest laws. We have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, and that has to stop. Next, and this is very disturbing, people. I'm going to give you a couple of disturbing articles here, but these are we've been given these articles regarding health care and the jab for almost a year and a half now. I think pretty much everybody has been woken up. So here we go. 7 different patented poisons in COVID-19 injections. This is from Karen Kingston, who's a biotech analyst and former Pfizer employee. What she says, obviously I'm not going to finish this because of the break that's coming, but she basically says there are seven different spike proteins in actual patents. And I'm going to go into a little detail after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And people, I cannot tell you how much I regret saying this, but in the middle of this article, I'm just going to mention a quick little story here. And I've mentioned this before, maybe a few times over the years. I knew someone in his 50s. He was a hard smoker, probably like 2 packs a day. And I visited him in hospice. I knew him pretty well. And he professed to be this great Christian about helping people. He would not admit until his dying, even with his dying breath, he would not admit that smoking gave him lung cancer. The reason why I said this story is because sometimes we are all human. We're all imperfect sinners. We let our ego and our pride get in our way. And when we don't say we're wrong publicly, when we're reading objective facts, when we're trying to stand for principle, which is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, and truth, when we don't admit we're wrong, we're not saving people's lives because we're not telling people by example not to do something. And you say, well, smoking's not a good example or analogy. Yes, it is. It's all a good analogy. Whatever your behavior is that can cause death, dismemberment, disability, anything that's illegal, like something that's against the Geneva Convention or the Nuremberg Code. But anyway, going back to this story, I wish I had more time for each argument and each I never get close to finishing what I prepare for, folks, so please Forgive me for not going to more depth. Karen Kingston is on USAWatchdog.com. She is, you heard me use the pick effect. That's how we should judge people today. Not just hard work, effort, poor results, qualifications, standards, things of that nature, willingness to help people, but patriotism, intelligence, and the courage to speak up and the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. Using the pick effect, Karen Kingston is a 10 out of 10. Extremely intelligent. I could tell when she speaks, she tries to, I hate the term dumbed down, but she tries to put things in layperson terminology. And she does a really good job, but I can see she's so in-depth that she has had so much information. It's hard to do sometimes. So basically, she said the spike proteins are made separately and can be frozen separately. And she calls them poisons. And in the documentation, she makes it very clear, in the documentation, they used terminology like bioweapons and toxins. Please listen to the interview. It's about an hour long. A little homework assignment. But she makes it very clear, and we've mentioned this word many times, it is a bioweapon. She talks about seven different spike proteins that are patented. Patented. Besides what the mRNA can produce in the realm of spike proteins. That's why Big Pharma should not have liability immunity, because they broke their clause. She says some of these spike proteins, they're all different. They're all patented. And these spike proteins can cause extreme and aggressive cancers. Some cause heart disease. Some cause autoimmune disease. And some can even mimic snake venom. Now, when Dr. Artis came out with this a couple weeks ago, he got chastised by the mainstream media. He never says you milk snakes. He says that the molecules can be synthesized, and the peptides is what he basically pointed to cause the similar reaction. And when you look under a microscope, it looks very similar to a snake peptide, a poisonous venomous snake peptide, and other poisonous creatures on this earth, like snails. Okay, I got to move on, folks. But I just want to mention one last thing. Karen Kingston is so brave, so courageous. She mentioned that Lloyd Austin, I think he's Secretary of Defense, and General Milley are enemies of our Constitution and the American people. They lied and betrayed us. And Pfizer and the FDA said after the second shot, your immune system becomes weaker. She has the documentation. And General Milley even said he would tattletale to China if there was an America-China war.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect caught on video taking a baby from his San Jose apartment kidnapped the infant while his grandmother was unloading groceries on Monday. Sergeant Christian Camarillo of the San Jose Police Department.
She took the baby in the apartment, went downstairs to unload some groceries. In that short amount of time, someone entered the apartment.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was wearing a white long sleeve onesie with dinosaurs on it. Russia has said that the threat of nuclear war is very significant, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying the risk should not be underestimated. Britain's Armed Forces Minister James Heapy has downplayed the Russian threat, calling it bravado. The family of a Missouri teenager who died last month after he slid off an amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. The young man was described as an honor roll student with a bright future. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A man was taken into custody Monday after leading police on a two-hour joyride in a stolen Chicago Fire Department ambulance. The 70-mile chase ended after a short foot pursuit. The name of the suspect was not released. A judge has put a temporary restraining order on the Biden administration's efforts to end Title 42 protections at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Title 42 is not consistent with our values, and it doesn't keep us safer. The Biden administration is putting plans in place to deal with people who are asking for amnesty and humanitarian relief at the border. But keep in mind, we need comprehensive immigration reform, and that's something all the Democrats are on board for.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says this is all about getting future votes.
Well, it means that they want to let tens of millions of folks come here legally. By some estimates, over Biden's 4 years, that could be 30 million people. That's the state of Texas. That's five Missouris, okay, of people coming here illegally, sent on midnight flights around the country. The Democrats right now are playing for keeps. They want to pack the court. They want to add states to the union. They want to federalize our elections. And now they want to add a whole Texas of illegal immigrants to this country. So it's up to the states to push back. That's what we're doing. But this is shocking, and this is the playbook, which is to open the border and provide amnesty.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, I'm all excited. During the bottom of the hour break, I made a phone call, and I was able to source cattle panels and 5.5-foot fence posts, the T-posts, the green ones, for Dr. Shealy's garden. So, Lou, we're all set. We can get the cattle panels. By the way, Rich, they're getting hard to find. No kidding. Cattle panels. They were like everywhere, you know, a couple years ago. Now, out of stock in a lot of locations. Yep.
Absolutely. Everything's becoming out of stock. It's all part of the plan, supply chain disruptions. Look, we've connected all these dots. And, you know, when we're on national radio talking about building, in fact, we're worldwide radio, and we're talking about building, you know, 40-foot greenhouses for $500 with UV plastic and the cattle panels and whether you use rebar or T-post, metal T-post. Yeah, people hear this stuff and they want to participate in eating. So I get it. Is it okay for me to continue, Vince?
Yeah, I just have one quick question. So I got an email from Arjun, and he's fleshing out some parts of the website. I'm fleshing out some others. Is it okay if we include your book in 5-Minute University?
Of course. I wish I had my website up. I might send you a flash drive or a thumb drive one of these days, and you can glean those pictures from there as well.
Wonderful. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Well, folks, again, my disclaimer, this does not give me any joy. I'm trying to wake people up. I'm trying to save lives. This next article is very disturbing. Now, it's labeled as a claim, but the guy who's mentioning this in the interview seems pretty sure of himself, but it's titled COVID Vaccines Installed Marburg Payloads in Human Victims. 5G broadcast signal will activate the bioweapon, unleashing the next raging pandemic. Basically what that means, and by the way, it's a 4/22, April 22nd, just a few days ago, interview with the Prather Point with Jeffrey Prather. Very, very disturbing. Because as I started this broadcast out with how they're setting up the next pandemic, okay, it's very clear. It's very obvious. So basically what he's saying about Marburg and how deadly it is, he basically says inside the lipid nanoparticle hydrogen, there exists pathogens inside particles that have not yet opened. And they are even chimeric and includes E. coli, Marburg, Ebola, staph, and others we don't even know yet. And this guest is saying that 5G is supposed to activate the lipid nanoparticles, which will swell and release these pathogens. And he's talking about people literally becoming like zombies. And, you know, there was an article, and I haven't verified this, but I read about it. The Kansas governor declares October Zombie Preparedness Month and urges citizens to prepare. Now, is this true? Look, if this is a true thing, I want to mention some of the symptoms that they're basically saying are going to occur. And I remember mentioning at least three-quarters of these symptoms in past articles published in the public domain by physicians, researchers, and scientists. Some of these symptoms include biting, loss of cognitive function. Look at all the articles about vaccinants, people who've been vaccinated and been in accidents. Aggression. Look at all the videos and comments and articles we've mentioned about from road rage to people being in the air and going crazy aggressive. And remember some of the earlier articles we mentioned where physicians said if you've had the vax, you shouldn't travel up in the air. Confusion, extreme alterations in appearance of skin and eyes. Look, there's a very long list. Am I trying to scare people? Probably should. You know, Catherine Austin Fitz, extremely intelligent lady. She made it very clear also in the last USA Watchdog interview that there's going to be a big die-off from these injections. And the reason why she mentioned it is because of all the inflation we have, and she said how this is going to be deflationary. And even Cliff High mentions the same thing. In fact, he even mentioned that the millennial generation has already seen a 2x death than Vietnam, than the baby boomers saw in Vietnam. I want you to think about these facts. I try to go from fact to fact to fact. I can talk about each of these articles for an hour. I don't have the time. Next, cardiologist says 30% of vaccinated pilots would fail the health screenings due to vaccine injuries. Pardon me. I cannot tell you how many articles and interviews I've heard, including on the Stu Peters Show, where pilots are coming forward and they're mentioning about their colleagues who are having major chest pains and they're afraid to come forward with the information because they know they're going to lose their job. This is very disturbing. Next, U.S. military doctor testified she was ordered by government administration to cut Marine Industries. And this is Dr. Teresa Long. I know this audience does some good reading and good verification, and half of you have probably recognized her name. This is called a hero, Dr. Teresa Long. This is called a patriot. This is called somebody who flies the red flag when murder is occurring on a very obvious and large pace. Next, Fauci insists the CDC should be above U.S. federal courts. Quote, we are concerned about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally a public health decision. This is a CDC issue. No, it's not a CDC issue. The CDC isn't even legitimately voting in. Look, I've talked about the delegitimization of work. I've connected the dots to the Green New Deal, to all this stuff, and how non-elected officials want to run the world. Remember the CDC? I mentioned this a few times over the last year. And the World Health Organization is trying to control the outcomes of treaties, destroy constitutions like ours, and eliminate individual and country sovereignty. You get it? That's what's happening. I mean, there's no legitimacy in any institutional organization. It includes government. I mean, even our FBI got caught planning the Whitmer kidnapping case. Even the CIA now admits and confirms that spying on Trump, all that data was made up. And yet 51 intelligence agencies committed treason to frame President Trump, overthrow the government, and say it was Russian disinformation. When we all know it was paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, and that's all proven, and these people aren't even arrested. If this was you or I doing one millionth of these behaviors, we'd be in the who's gal. Next. University of Waterloo. Sit down for this. This is up in Canada. University of Waterloo limits science position to either women, transgender, non-binary, or two-spirit persons. Look, I have mentioned this till I'm blue in the face. When you delegitimize work and you have certain people who feel entitled to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, journalism, we're seeing corruption. Not just seeps in, it pours in. Dozens of food processing plants are burning down with all these malware attacks on our energy grid and cyber attacks. Look, there's a major wake-up going on, folks. Freedom, liberty lovers are searching for truth tellers and objective facts. And that's why our audience is so large and the independent slash truth slash new media is growing in leaps and bounds, and the CNNs of the world are crashing and burning. People want truth. And I want to make a little quick caveat there. State regulation laws override federal laws. That is in our Constitution. Okay, folks, I have so much. I'm going to start. I know I went a little lengthy on those articles. I'm going to start ripping them out here because we have to wake people up. So pardon me for not getting in depth. Study, vaccinated up to 15 times more likely than the unvaxxed to develop heart inflammation and requiring hospitalization. This is peer-reviewed. Every study should be peer-reviewed, should be randomized, should be double-blinded. Every study. Next, study finds unvaccinated people are healthier than the vaccinated. How many of those studies have we given? Next, Fauci says the purpose of lockdowns is to get people vaccinated. You don't even have to read between the lines, folks. They're beyond telegraphing. They've gone total authoritarian. If you don't think there's going to be major false flags, major fear campaigns, major dropping of who knows how deadly of pathogens before the November elections, then I got a bridge to sell you. It's going to be, you better brace for it, and you got to ask for proof. Next, the CFOs of Pfizer and Moderna have both resigned over the past 72 hours. This is an article. This is unbelievable. The CFO is the chief financial financial officer, in case some of you might be wondering. Pfizer and Moderna, the two biggest fingerprints for the murder that's going on, they have both, the CFOs have both retired over the past 72 hours. What does that tell you, folks? It doesn't sound like plausible deniability to me. It sounds like they're getting out of Dodge. Next, Project Veritas drops recording of AstraZeneca CEO saying how millions of people should avoid COVID shots. It's on video, and I wish I had the time to play it. Next, no one is safe. Vaccinated individuals can transmit graphene to the unvaccinated. Look, we've given several of these articles regarding graphene and spike proteins. So if for some of you, I mean, we're not talking an STD here, folks. We're talking death. So if some of you are close to your partner or you're having sex and transferring body fluids, you could be murdering them, okay? I know this is stuff that you don't want to hear, but I glean this from published articles in the public domain. Next, Dr. Lee Merritt says COVID-19 is a DNA war against humanity. Absolutely. Next, snake venom isn't in the water supply, says Karen Kingston. She published lab evidence that snake venom toxins are in the COVID spike protein. As I mentioned in that interview on USAWatchdog.com, lots of homework here, folks. Please don't believe a word we say. Read, research, verify, vet. But you need to have these uncomfortable conversations with your loved ones and people everywhere you go. I know it's hard, but this is the era that we live in. Next, huge rise in unexplained heart attacks in Australia. Oh, and by the way, all those people were double and triple vaxxed. Trans pushing researchers public fake study claiming that puberty blockers and hormones improve mental health of transgender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheepin's with us. Rich, let me know when you're ready for some exclamation points on what you just said. But I don't want to interrupt the flow.
Look, I'm not going to get even close to 50% of what I prepared for. So if you want to say something, Vince, jump in.
Okay. So Dr. Shealy was shedded upon by someone he knew who happened to also be vaccinated. Dr. Shealy was not vaccinated, but he knew someone who was. This lady had a heart attack. He gave her a big hug. He was shedded upon, and he ended up with a stroke and ended up in the hospital, from which he discharged himself against medical advice. He discharged himself AMA, against medical advice. And, Rich, you were talking about the vaccinated can transmit graphene to the unvaccinated. Dr. Shealy and I talked about this at least 6 months ago. We talked about having COVID and having the spike proteins, etc., transmitted through bodily or body fluids. So that we discussed. And so these are just exclamation points to what you're saying. And it's all serious. Dr. Shealy has been right on the money. And he even said that, you know, he never should have hugged this person. That's what he said. In not in those exact words. But he said that to me, that that's how it happened. But he did say on the air that he was shedded upon. So, Rich, all of the things that you're saying, we know are true. We absolutely know they're true. And they've happened to some of us at the instructors and students at USA Prepares. Literally. One of our instructors, I believe, has gotten, he has not been on the radio probably in the last year or so, but he's gotten COVID, I believe, 4 times. And I know people who work in stores who've said they have gotten COVID 4 times. I talked to middle management at Sam's Club. I'm talking about middle management at Sam's Club. I'm not talking about someone who works on the floor and who loads the shelves and stocks the shelves. I'm talking to someone who tells them what to do. He got it 3 times. So it's all what you're saying is absolutely positively real. And for the shame on those who say that COVID is fake, fraud, and, to use their words, BS. Rich, back to you.
Well, look, it's about reading, research, and verification, okay? If you're going to be intellectually lazy and make that comment, then you're not even, you're already a zombie, okay? I haven't changed my posture on this for a year and a half. I've been giving these interviews. I've had a lot of people from around the world contact me and thank me for saving their lives because I gave them information because they were too busy or, you know, ignorance, indifference, and apathy really is a thing. And it's not a good thing for America. Okay, I'm going to go back to published articles in the public domain so you can see I'm not giving my opinion. Because we all know some people who in our circle who have died or been debilitated from these injections. Okay? I don't mention these things because it gives me some type of glory or affirmation or confirmation. I mention this because I'd rather be the number one hated person in the world, but if I could save lives while doing it, I'm okay with it. Okay, here we go. Next, Pfizer and the FDA have known for decades, that antibody-dependent enhancement occurs in the vaccinated, and they tried to cover it up. We've given a bunch of that proof. Next, scientists confirm Pfizer and Moderna COVID gene therapies are triggering AIDS-like symptoms. We've given specific data on that. Next, three Navy sailors found dead in 1 week aboard the USS George Washington. You won't get this information from the mainstream media. And in one Marine base, there was like 80 young soldiers already died from the vax. But it doesn't go to the mainstream media. Wonder why. Next, Truth for Health Foundation launches new global vaccine reporting system to track COVID jab injuries. Truth for Health Foundation. I don't know if they're legitimate or if they're part of the propaganda hoax machine. That's up to you to investigate, people. Truth for Health Foundation. Please check that out. Next, Naomi Wolf on the War Room. That's with Steve Bannon. FDA failed to mention heart damage to teens when approving Pfizer vaccine. What? Imagine my shock. Next, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal says Biden can force federal employees to get vaccinated for COVID against their will. I want you to think about that, folks. That's like saying you walk into the gas chamber and then maybe we'll let you live a couple more weeks. Or we'll take your job, starve you out, and you'll have no commerce, no buying, no selling, no anything. And if you think that's not going to happen, listen up to three articles from now. Next, Dr. Zev Zelenko on the international murder of American soldiers through COVID shot and why he wants Nuremberg 2. We should have had Nuremberg 2 trials a year and a half ago. Next, America's military is using up its munitions supply in Ukraine, and they may never be replaced due to supply chain disruptions. They're not just killing our soldiers, they're taking away our weaponry and ammunition, people. Wake up! And I cleaned that up, trust me. Appreciate you being here. We'll see you on hour number two coming up shortly.
Yeah, Rich, you mentioned soldiers are dying from the vax. You know, they are some of the best fed and healthiest of humanity. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.